Previously on the Oasis transmissions.
With the Council almost entirely in the cult's grip, I'm afraid I'm no longer capable of fulfilling my duty. I believe it is necessary to move with force against the Children of the Stars and disband the Council.
With each day that passes, it becomes more difficult to conceal my contempt for Mr. Whitlock. He shows no signs of guilt for his crime. He thinks he's escaped judgment. Little does he know, millions of light years won't be far enough to avoid his fate.
This is Captain Beckett with the supply shuttle Catharos.
We've crash-landed somewhere on Kailus. Currently, the vital shuttle support systems are functioning, but scanners and energy shields are offline. For the time being, it looks like I am on my own.
I'm not well. The fungus, the crimson frost, is most certainly affecting my mind. I'm having trouble focusing on simple tasks, and it's difficult to recollect recent events. Bits and pieces of the day seem lost.
I picked up a signal on the portable scanner this morning. It's faint, but it looks like the Catharos might have made it to Kailus after all.
Tyler Lincoln has joined the Children of the Stars. Moreau's followers outnumber the rest of us now. Pretty soon, I don't think I'd have a choice.
Governor Caldwell has died, and Whitlock has replaced him. The Reverend has not only allowed this, but assisted him.
The death was quiet, quick, a knife to the throat. The only colonists who remain are either Children of the Stars or those indifferent or unwilling to challenge the shifting regime.
Something not human tried to get inside the ship. It sounded like hundreds of fists beating on the hull at once.
And that's when she pulled a gun. Security was already on their way, but Marie didn't look like she cared. She leveled the barrel right at Whitlock and pulled the trigger, but it didn't fire.
Help me! I know there's somewhere nearby. The Tallmen. I saw them. I thought I lost them yesterday. I don't know if they can see me, but I think they followed me. I think. Who's there? Get away from me!
Little bro, I'm in big trouble. I think some of our search party is behind the sabotage.
Vivex communicated me from my church and from the Nock. I'm to serve as an example to the faithful and to the faithful.
I guess it was only a matter of time before he put it all together. Two holes to the back of the head set him right. I wonder how much Linus Hughes would have paid for his son's capture in return. How much do you think he'd pay for the corpse?
Oh my god! Is that... It's Annabelle! I think that's Annabelle! She's come back!
They said I was to serve a great purpose for their tribe and mine. They were going to let me go. To send me back to speak with you all here.
I'm not certain what exactly has happened, but I feel I've awoken from a rather long, bizarre dream. Dreams which felt so real. And there were others. Tall, strange creatures.
I saw something appear from out of the trees. Two figures. They were natives.
They said we are intruders. Because we've taken without asking, we've cursed this land. We've brought what they call the Red Death.
The only sign of their coming was the bloody heap that lay in the field. The remains of Charles Whitlock. The Reverend put a hand on my shoulder. He told me I was forgiven. I wish I could say I was comforted, but somehow I feel more uneasy than ever before.